You know, when I was in high school, Steve Wozniak and I, mostly Steve, made this little device called a TV jammer. And it was this little oscillator that would put out frequencies that would screw up the TV. And Woz would have it in his pocket, and we'd go into like a dorm at Berkeley where he was going to school, and a bunch of folks would be watching like Star Trek, and he'd screw up the TV, and somebody would go up to fix it, and just as they had their foot off the ground, he'd turn it back on. And if they put their foot back on the ground, he'd screw up the TV again. And within 5 minutes, he'd have somebody like this for the rest of the Star Trek episode.
I'm Jason Lopez of podtech.net at Macworld in San Francisco, here in Moscone West, where Steve Jobs just delivered his keynote of the morning. Of course, he talked about the iPhone, which was the most anticipated product of the morning, but he also talked about Apple TV, formerly known as iTV. Probably nothing new, but what he did this morning was unveil the actual device itself. Kind of looks like a set-top box. Here's this part of the keynote in which Steve Jobs talks about Apple TV.
Now, I'd like to talk about a product we introduced in September. The code name is iTV. We have a new name for it. It's called Apple TV. But you should either go with your code name, like we did with the Mac, or you should pick a real name quite a bit different than your code name. So I'll probably stumble and call this iTV 5 times today by mistake. I apologize. It's Apple TV. And Apple TV is a way to enjoy your media on your big screen TV. So let's backtrack and talk about what we did when we previewed this in September. You can buy great content on the iTunes Music Store, movies, TV shows, and music, of course. And you can download it to your computer, be it a PC or a Mac. I'm going to use a Mac here. You can put other content on your computer from other places, too, of course. And you can put that content on your iPod, right? Now, you can go out and buy a widescreen TV, hook up an Apple TV to it, and wirelessly transmit that content from your PC to your Apple TV and watch it on your big screen TV. It's that simple, right? It's that simple. So, this is it. Let's take a look at around the back and the connectors to refresh ourselves. We have a power connector, USB 2, and Ethernet. We have Wi-Fi wireless networking built in, and then we have ways to get video out. An HDMI connector, which is digital audio and video, or component video and analog and digital audio, right? All out the back. Most people, however, will just use these three. They'll plug it in. There's no power brick necessary. And they'll hook up an HDMI cable to their widescreen TV, and they'll use wireless networking to get their content. So it's really, really easy to use. And let me tell you a little more in-depth about what this box does. First of all, it delivers up to 720p high-definition video, right? Number one. Number two, it's got a 40-gigabyte hard drive inside it, so it will store up to 50 hours of video, which comes in handy for something I'm about to show you. And it has 802.11 Wi-Fi wireless networking, and it's got all three of the popular standards. It's got B, G, and the new DraftN standard, which is really, really fast. And it's got an Intel processor in it, so it's got the processing horsepower to do the kinds of user interfaces we like to do. So it's a really cool box. It works with video, music, and photos. It was designed for widescreen TVs. It's got Wi-Fi wireless networking, internal 40-gig hard drive. You can auto-sync your content from one computer, and you can stream content from up to 5 computers. So let's examine this in a little more detail. Auto-sync from one computer. What does this mean? It means you can take one of the computers in your house, and right from iTunes, just like you would set up an iPod, you can set up your Apple TV. And you can set up your Apple TV to say, oh, take my 10 most recently purchased, unwatched movies and automatically put them on the hard drive of Apple TV so that whenever I walk up to Apple TV, they're there, right? So let me show you. I'm going to do this with 6 TV shows. They just automatically, whenever I buy them, they just automatically will stream in the background to Apple TV and be stored on the hard drive, right? So whenever I go to watch something, they're there. Now, I can also stream from up to 5 computers. In this case, I'm going to take content from 5 computers, and I can watch it on Apple TV, but I will not store it on the hard drive, right? So you can just stream it live and watch it from other computers in the house, or if your neighbor comes over with a notebook and they've got something cool that you want to watch on your widescreen TV. Again, PCs or Macs, I just choose the computer that I like. So, this is Apple TV, and why don't we go ahead and show it to you? You can control it with this very simple remote. So let's go see a demo. This is the screensaver. Takes all your photographs here and just puts them on your TV, and they're gorgeous because, as you know, photography these days is high def with these amazing digital cameras that we have. So, let's go into the main menu of ITV. And here's what it looks like. We've got movies, TV shows, music, podcasts, photos. So let's go into movies here. And we go into movies. And let's see here now. We have all my movies that are stored on ITV, as well as the iTunes top movies. I can go see what's selling on iTunes and stream it down and watch it on ITV. I can also look at theatrical trailers. Again, this is not stored on ITV. This is actually coming over the live internet into my house through my internet gateway wirelessly to Apple TV, and I can watch theatrical trailers streaming right from apple.com. So let's go in here, and what's a cool trailer? I'm going to watch. There's one called The Good Shepherd. Where'd it go? Oh, gee, Good Shepherd. There we go. Boom. So let's watch this. I just click on it, and this is streaming live from apple.com.
Everybody has secrets to tell. My secrets are bigger than others.
And you understand that whatever we discuss here doesn't leave this room.
Of course.
The president has asked me to look into creating a foreign intelligence service.
My orders came through. I'll be going overseas.
What are you gonna do, Edward? Save the world?
I'll do what I can.
Welcome to our little clubhouse. You're going to have to learn the English system of intelligence.
I'm here to see a tailor. How is the fishing?
Set the mongoose free.
So you get the idea. You can sit on your couch and watch theatrical movie trailers with ITV. Now, let's back up here and let's go play a movie. We've got Zoolander here. Let's go play a little part of Zoolander, one of our new Paramount movies.
You think you're too cool for school, but I got a newsflash for you, Walter Cronkite. You aren't.
Who are you trying to get crazy with, S.A.?
Don't you know I'm loco? Hey, I got a wacky idea. What say we settle this on the runway? Han Solo? Stop.
And that's great. So that's movies, and let's go take a look at TV shows here. It's, again, incredibly cool. Let's go into Heroes, a really great new show, and play an episode called Better Halves.
So what's your system, huh, pal?
Some ancient oriental voodoo?
No system. Japanese people, very lucky.
Japanese people better run out of luck soon. I'm starting to think I'm getting hustled.
Easy, Ernie. It's a friendly game. No one's getting hustled.
No hustle. Only good fortune.
I'm in for 400.
I'll bet 1,000.
Okay, well, that's TV shows. And now let me show you music. You know, ITV, of course, is Apple TV, is primarily for video, but it turns out it's awesome for listening to music on your home theater system as well. We think a lot of people are going to buy it for that. So we've got music here. We've got the iTunes top music and top music videos. And let me go down into a playlist here. And I've got a favorites playlist. And I'll go into that. And I'll just shuffle some songs because I want to show you what it's like when you're playing music here. Does that so it doesn't burn a hole in your plasma TV there. And we can go ahead and just go to the next track here. And
yesterday.
Next track. So that's what it's like to play music. All right. So now let's go to photos. You know, again, your photos are high def. These new digital cameras are awesome. And so you can just, again, move your photos to ITV or stream them over wireless networking, and see your photos right on your TV. So as an example, here's a photo album I made of just beautiful.
Nice day for a walk in the park.
So you get the idea. It's really cool to watch photos on your widescreen TV. Now, what I've been demonstrating so far is primarily content that has been synced to Apple TV from my computer. And I'd like to show you what it's like when you want to connect to somebody else's computer. Let's say Phil Schiller, my neighbor, comes over, and he's got his MacBook. And Phil, what do you got on your Mac? Well, you got some content we could watch?
Hi, neighbor. Yeah, I have some a really cool show I was watching, and I wanted to show you on your Apple TV.
Great. Well, let me just go down here to sources, and here's the the Apple TV that I've been playing off the hard drive of, and I just say I want to connect to a new iTunes right here, and iTunes is running on Phil's machine. It says type in this PIN for security reasons, and Phil types in the PIN into his MacBook, and the minute they're fully authenticated now, and there's Phil's MacBook right up there, and I push it, and now I'm going to be looking at the content right off of Phil's MacBook. And what do you want to watch, Phil?
Let's go into TV shows.
All right. Here we go. Which one?
Yeah, I want to show you something from 30 Rock.
All right. Going to 30 Rock here.
And there's a really funny scene in Jack Meets Dennis.
Jack Meets Dennis. Okay, great. Here we go. And we're streaming off of Phil's MacBook to this Apple TV Live.
Oh, my God, Jack, what are you doing in wardrobe?
Latest research is in. Our audience doesn't like green.
Oh, that's too bad. I like green.
Research doesn't lie, Jenna. It lets us know what we're thinking. What's too boring? What's too gay? What's too old?
What's too old?
That's a very good question. How old are you?
I'm 29.
What year were you born?
1977.
When did you graduate high school?
94.
When did you turn 40?
2017.
Junior high crush?
Kirk Cameron.
Prom theme?
Motown Philly, Boys to Men.
What movie did you lose your virginity in?
Arachnophobia.
Theater or drive-in?
What's a drive-in?
I don't know why I bothered to ask. I can tell just from your physical appearance that you're obviously 29.
All right. So, thank you, Phil.
Thanks, Steve.
That is Apple TV.